Parshas Nitzavim Vayelech, the last parsha of the year. It would be Shabbos Mevorchim Tishrei. It's not Shabbos Mevorchim Tishrei because we don't have a Shabbos Mevorchim before Tishrei, which itself is a question. Why not? The Gemara says that Tich Lashana V'Kil Leiseh goes Betzim on Parshas Kisavoy. But as Tosfos explains in Megillah, we want to have a parsha in between that's mafsik. So Nitzavim Vayelech is the parsha that's mafsik. Just like Bamidbar is mafsik after the Teichah of B'chukoisai. Kubi, we already mentioned this idea that Parshas Nitzavim has 40 psukim. At the end of the parsha, it says Levavoy Simen. Levavoy, it's a gematria 40. That's always there's a gematria for each parsha. The Mispar of psukim as a word. Someone told me that, what's Levavoy? Levavoy is because it says in the parsha, Pen Yesh Bachem Ish Asher Levavoy Poine. That's not a very good thing for the Remes to be. Maybe the Rosh HaTevis of, it says in the parsha, Lishmoya Bekoiloi Uledovka Boy. That's also Levavoy. Oisius Levavoy. That maybe would be more appropriate. But Akoponim, you need a Leiv Lehoven that during these 40 days, we know, starting from Rosh Chodesh Elul, Ani Ledoidi Vidoidi Li, Rosh HaTevis Elul, Soifei Tevis of those words is Yud, 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 Yud. Is 40, the 40 days. The 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur. But Parshas Vayelech has 30 days because for the tzaddikim that are already by Rosh Hashanah, Misader the Inyan, so for them 30 days is enough. And of course, next week is Parshas Vahazinu. Hazinu has 52 psukim. Keneged the Mispar Hayomim from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Lashon Rabba, from Yetzeres. Because for some people, they schlep tzachos until they get a good acquittal on Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. There are some people that schlep it out until Zois Chanukah, and from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Zois Chanukah, there's 122 psukim, which there's 122 psukim in Parshas Kisavoy. There's also 122 psukim in Nitzavim Vayelech and Hazinu, collectively, 122. But Avada, a person should be Ein of Beroishai, that he should chap a rein already earlier. And we know, it says in the Mat Efraim, and it says in the Mat Efraim, he says, Atem Nitzavim Hayoin is Gematria Lamoid L'Slichas, which is the remes for the minhag of Bnei Ashkenaz, that we don't start Slichas from Rosh Chodesh Elul. We start from Parshas Atem Nitzavim, that we should, at least then, Lamoid L'Slichas. And the Levush brings the reason why we start Slichas from Moshe Shabbos, depending on what day of the week Rosh Hashanah comes out, on Lo Yadu Rosh, but on days when Rosh Hashanah is Monday or Tuesday, Lo Yadu, but if it's Bezel Gimel, we start the previous week, when it's Hay or Zion. Those are the options when Rosh Hashanah comes out. Lo Yadu Rosh knocks out 3 out of the 7 days of the week. The other options are Beis Gimel, Hay and Zion. When Rosh Hashanah, this year it's Hay, Thursday. When Rosh Hashanah, when it's Shabbos, they took away Shaifa the first day. When it's Thursday or Shabbos, it's enough just for that week. If not, you do it the week before. The Levush explains the reason is because you want at least 4 days of Slichus. Because, similar to a carbon that needs Bikur of Arba Yomim, and L'chayra, the Bikur of Arba Yomim, Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar in Parshas Noach, he says a Lashon, Hamida be'adam k'moy mum be'behemad. In a behemad, there's physical mumen, but when we're talking about the mumay ha'adam, we're talking about tikkun hamidos, to make the person into an adam ha'shalem. Like the Pasuk says, Va'asisem oila, the Rosh Hashiva mentioned it in the Shmuz today, Va'asisem ki'ilu, Va'asisem atzmechem. You have to make yourself into a mensch, and you check if you have mumen. The way you check is Bikur of Arba Yomim. But we know the Gemara says in Gittin Daf Nivav that Yesh mumin shalididhu loy have a mumin ulididan have a muma. When the story with Kamsa Bar Kamsa, they sent a carbon and they passed the carbon, but they passed it in an oifen that it wasn't even considered a mum for the goyim, and only the yidden considered a mum. So the king was ba'avil, he weren't makar of his carbon. The lashon of the gemara is what kind of mumin are only yidden makar on? Niv svasayim or dukin sheba'ayin, a small little cut in the lips or in the eyes. But the svarim hakadoshim say, because we have a musik, if we work on shmiras einayim, we work on shmiras hadib or shmiras, these in yonim, that for us, that's what we have to do with the bikur of arba yomim. But it's interesting, it could have been that we should start slichas 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, whenever that is. Why always on a mitzvah Shabbos? So we start off taka the first slichas, we have a piyut, we might say, menucha kidam nucha. Or some say Bashmeres HaBoker if Slichus is already early on Sunday morning, or not so early on Sunday morning. Because Shabbos is Lamala Menachet, and if a person really wants to be Boidek, his Mumin, Dafka, when he disconnects and he's in a Shabbos and he's not Meshach Shayif Techet. Shabbos, Oisius Toshayif, Tshuva, Boishas. Shabbos doesn't have a Korban Chatas as opposed to the Mayadim and Shabbos, which is totally disconnected from Chet. Kol Dinan Mis'abrin Minei, we say some in Kigavna. So then, when we're disconnected, then we can Takabim Mizvoinin and get ready for Slichas. Now, another thing, the Chidor writes, Atem Nitzovim Hayoim Kulchem, he says, Nitzovim Hayoim Kulchem is Rosh Tevis Hinoch. We know it says in Shir Hashirim, Hinoch Yofa Doidi, Hinoch Yofa Rayos, Hinoch. He says, Hinoch is the letters Hey, Nun, and an Endichof. Well, in Kulchem, it's a regular Chof, but it spells the word Hinoch in Shir Hashirim. It's Hinoch, Hey, Nun, Chof. Hey, Nun, and Endichof are three letters that don't have a Zivug. We know there's a concept called Atbach. It's brought down in many places. Rashi and Sukkah, and many other places. There's a concept of a Zagamatria, and Psochem also. Atbach. Aleph partners up with Tess. Beis with Ches, Gimel with Zayin, Dalet with Vav, Hey is with itself. Hey doesn't have a different partner. Similarly, the tens, Yud with Tzadi, Kof with Pei, Lama with Ayin, Mem with Samach, Nun stands alone. And of course, we know in Mansapach, Tuf is 400, but beyond 400 in Gematria, you have the Mansapach letters, which are 5, 6, 7, 8, 900. Of course, after Tzadi, Soifi, which is 900, the next letter is Aleph. Aleph, Aleph, turns into Aleph. And so on, it continues. But the letters Hey, Nun, and Chafsafi are the letters that don't have another Zivug. That represents Klal Yisrael, who says, we're Meshach Shaychi, we have no one else, we're Mizdavik with Kutcha Berichu, and that's what it's Atem Nitzavim Hayem Kofel. Now, we mentioned earlier that there's no Shabbos Mevarachim, and the question is why? Why isn't it the Minig before Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, if you'll have it, don't we have a Shabbos Mevarachim? So one shot is because it says, Tiku B'Chodesh Shofer B'Kesel Yom Chagenu, the Chodesh is Behalten, Taisus and Shavuos come out, there's a Havamina that you weren't Makar the Korbanos of Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which is not true, but then he has a tzad. Maybe we don't mention it in Davening, we do, and we say, Shnei Seirim L'chaper, we have in mind also the Seir of Rosh Chodesh and the Korbanos of Rosh Chodesh, of course. So, the truth is in the Tefillah of Tashlich, for those that say the long version Tefillah besides just saying the Yud Gimel Midas that are in the Nirmaz in Mikael Kamoicha, we actually do say the Piyut of what we say by Shabbos Mevarchim. But another reason why maybe there's no Shabbos Mevarchim by Tishrei is because the concept of Shabbos Mevarchim B'derech Klal is to connect the chain of events from one month to the other month and how we're mechaber them one to the other. But dafka when it comes to Tishrei, it's Hayoim Haras Oilam, it's a clean slate, it's a new Bria, Anayim, Etzias, Kedalim, Charoshim, Banu Lefanecha, nothing to do with connected before. You know, people come towards to Rosh Hashanah, they take stock of their situation and tell the Bashefer, okay, I have a mishpacha, and a bias, and a matzev, and a darga, like this and this, machnish kali, let it get better. No, you have nothing. You're starting from fresh. It's not connected to the month before. It's new. No Shabbos Mevorachim in that sense. One other pshat I saw brought down is that always every year, Klal Yisrael, every month, Klal Yisrael gives the bracha, but dafka on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, if you'll have it, the Eibishter gives the bracha. And what's the bracha? The bracha is, and it always comes out that Shabbos, Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Kolchem. And I want to talk a little bit about, I'm still holding in the first pasuk, Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Kulchem, Lifnei Hashem Alekeichem. It's a fascinating zach. Rashi brings that Kivan Shero Yisrael, all the klolis of the Toichacha, Hayriku Pineim, they heard the Toichacha, the Meya klolis, Kamat Chasar Shtayim, the Tzadiches klolis. Hayriku Pineim, Ve'omru Miyuchalamay Be'elu, Hischel Moshe Lefaisom. Moshe was mefayis them atem nitzavim hayoyim. Don't worry, harbe ka'astem lamokayim loy osa yitzchem kliya harayatem kayomim lefonim hakol beseder. This is our expression, hakol beseder. Now the pella is, it's not a melitza, it's not a vitz, it's not, there was an erz, there was a toichach over here. What is that Moshe Rabbeinu was being mefayis them? Okay, hakol beseder, it's erz. Now this etzem question is be'emes demahus of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a Yoim Murkav. It's a very complex day. On one hand is Pachad, Emes Adin, Miyichi, Miyomus. And on the other hand, Klal Yisrael, Smeichim, Su'uda. There's a whole Machlokes Rishonim. If you're allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah, big Machlokes Rishonim, Deis and Shulchan Aruch, the Shagas Arias and Arichas about it. There's a whole nidden different Sugangs to Rosh Hashanah. But it's the same question. How do we approach it? So I think these two questions, how did Atzam Nitzavim be a pious to the Toichacha? And how do we go to Rosh Hashanah that mitzad echad emes adin mitzad sheni smeichem ubetuchim? Ulai the teretz efsher ligs in atem nitzavim hayoyim kulchem lefnei Hashem alikechem. We can explain it in various different ways. First of all, atem Atem is Rosh HaTevis, Evan Mikir Tizak. Evan Mikir Tizak means that it's serious. Really chapon, it's taka serious. It's not stam. And I saw Reb Ella Lapian writes, so what was Moshe Mafayis then? He says he skipped two words in the Rashi. Yisrael Hayriku Pineyem. They turned green. Moshe Rabbeinu saw it. It was ernst. They taka turned green. They got a pachad. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, you taka got the message. Hare the matorah of the toichacha is to be ma'or and taka get you make the message. If you turned green, I see that you got it. And Rabbi Eldepan, it's dvorim kichsovam. He says, if someone thinks not, and then he's not going to turn green, he's going to be bishrivis libe eilech. He said, if Dvorim of Roshim, he says, not a shtickle tire for me, he says, that's the Pasuk says. Pen yesh bochem yesha isha shalavavi yipayin, and he says, bishrivis libi eilech, and it's going to be fine. Lo yoy v'hashem shloyach like he oz, v'chulei v'rov tzaboy kol ha'olah ha'ksuva b'sefer hazeh. So those are your two choices. Either pshutai shal mikro, or pshan ramesh v'soy, you pick your choice. You could be hayriku pineyem and catch on, and then Moshe Rabbeinu could be mafayis you. If you choose not, so then there's no ein efes. So that's Evan Mikir Tizak, Pasha, to realize, to take the Aryeh. Aryeh is Rosh Tevis, Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hashanah Rabbah. To take Aryeh Shoag Milayira, to take that Pachad, and that's good for the Teretz by Rosh Hashanah. If you have the Pachad, it's Mefurash Taz, in the Lashon of the Taz, in Simin Tov Kof Pei Dalet, Imamish says that Lashon, according to the Lashon of the Taz, because in Shulchan Aruch in Tav Kuf Pei Dalid, right? Not Tav Kuf Pei Vav. Tav Kuf Pei Vav is the simon already about Hilchas Shofar. It's Gematria Shofar. All the dinim of Shofar. The dinim of Tkiyas is Tav Kuf Tzadi. That Mizachan Abazunder Rashir of them. All the Gedorim of the Tashrat and all that. But Shofar, Tav Kuf Pei Vav is Gematria Shofar. It's the Toikif of Rosh Hashanah. But Tav Kuf Pei Dalid, it's a small simon. It's Ein Oimrim Halal Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's the simon. Ein Oimrim Halal Sifrei Chaim Sifrei Mesim Pesuchim. So the Taz writes, Lefisha Sifrei Chaim Umeisim Pesuchim Echirim Arshira. V'yaf Al Gav Sha'onu Betuchim Shenetzei Zakoyim Bedin Mikol Mokoyim Tzorich Liyos Yorei V'choreid Me'emas Hadin V'al Yedei Kach Niskel Ischus. First, that's what the Taz says. So that's what he says. So that's the inyan, that if a person is Bepachad, that itself is what will be his Yeshua. It's a Be'emes of a first Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Kapitel Beis. For the adishut, for the indifference of saying, oh, I called beside that, I didn't do anything wrong. That's what you're going to get nishpat on. There's a famous mashal about this group of smugglers that had a plan that they're going to smuggle in those days to get contraband into the country, and they would be able to make a big parnasam, their parnosas anche basin for the whole year. It's once in every few months they work out this deal, and then they make parnosa for the whole time, and they have to do a trial run a few times and make sure it works. One thing can go wrong. Everything has to go right, right? Everything has to go right. One thing goes wrong is not. When it comes 2 weeks before, they're already practicing weiter. 3 days before they do the trial run, azoy genoy, they're already schwitzing with nervin. The one that's not scared is the ferd, the sus. The sus is going through the border, and even when it went in the real time, I'm not going to keep in suspense what happened that time, but when the sus went through, nothing, no effect. To him, geklapt is el bezach. If you're ferd, kesus, keferd, loy hoven, so then you're bechlal, not catching on what's going on. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about going through a border. We're going through the border from Tavshin Pei Dalet to Tavshin Pei Hei to Tich Lashana Bekil Leiseh, Tach Lashana Berchaseh. It should be with an ernstkeit, even mikir tizak. The Pasuk says, Atem Nitzavim. Nitzavim, of course, is Chusa Torah. Atem is also Torah. Is the letters Atem is Aleph is Anoichi. Tof is the first, which is our first letter of the Seres Adibris. Tof is the first letter of Gemara, Tana Hechakoi. Mem is the first letter of Mishnah, is the Torah Shabbat Peh. So Atem is also Torah. And Emes is Torah. But Nitzavim is also Torah. Chusa Torah also is Torah. But I saw a different shot. Nitzavim is Chus Avos. Why is Nitzavim Chus Avos? And that's another Sugang. Sight to Rosh Hashanah and sight to Hischel Moshe Lefaisim on the Teichacha, because we have Schus Avos. Why is Nitzavim Schus Avos? Because the Avos are Nirmaz in Bakoil, Mikol, Kol. Avram Avinu says Bakoil, by Yitzchak is Voichel Mikol, by Yaakov it says Yeshli Koil. Bakoil, Mikol, Kol is Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Bakoil, Mikol, Kol is Gematria. Nitzavim 192. That's the Schus Avos. That's another thing that stands for us in the Atem Nitzavim. Atam Nitzavim Hayoim. Hayoim is Mavur. There's many Makaris that Hayoim is Rosh Hashanah. It's an often misquoted Zohar. It's not going on this Pasuk. It's going on a few other Pesukim in Tanakh where it actually was Rosh Hashanah. But it's always the Minig and Minig, the Svarim HaKadoshim. Hey, Cheshenemer, Hayoim. Hayoim is Rosh Hashanah. Other Svarim I saw, Hayoim is Hayoim. 5 days Rosh Hashanah, 2 days Yom Kippur, Hashanah Rabbah, Shmini Atzeres. But these are the five big days. And of course, these days represent Tshuva. Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Kulchem. And that's another Nekuda, which again, we're being Masber. What's the taich? How the pasuk of Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem was a pious that Moshe Rabbeinu was giving to the Teichacha, and also an Eitza in the Tzugang to Yom Hadin, to Rosh Hashanah. Kulchem is Achdus. Kulchem is to be part of a Rabbim. Kulchem is not to stand out alone by yourself, but to be part of Klal Yisrael. Be'emes, it's Mefurish. The Torah brings it, and it's a Lashon of a Medrash. Klal Yisrael is Smeichem V'loifshim Begodim U'betuchim Sha'akadosh Baruch Hu Oise Lohem Neis. Maybe the Yochid doesn't know, but the Haftach is to the Tzibur. The Haftach is to the Tzibur. The Tzibur Avada is Muftach, that they're going to be Minatzeach Bedin. Maybe the Yochid not, but if you're part of a Rabbim, that's a whole different system. I saw this farm bring, it says, Yoim Teruah Yielachem, then he shot him, but Yoim Teruah, Teruah is a Lashon of Reus. Allah Elikim Betruah. Elikim, Midas Adin goes up when it's Betruah, when Klal Yisrael is Ba'achtos, Bereus, when there's a Bitu of Reus between each other, then it's Allah Elikim Betruah. That Truah, the Reus that Klal Yisrael has, is causing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midas Adin to go up. There's a word that the Saba Min Avardik said, Beinunim Tluyim Voimdim, Saras Mechuva, Beinunim Tluyim Voimdim. There's many Pshatim in Tluyim Voimdim. Actually, there's an interesting Pshat. What does it mean, Beinunim Tluyim Voimdim? There's Shloishes for him. What's the Sefer of the Beinunim? So the Pshat is in the Sefer HaChayim, in the Sefer of the Tzadikim, it says, L'chayim, L'chayim. In the Sefer of the Rishayim, it says, L'chayim. Because if you know from Masechet Nedarim, Lamed with a Patach, is loy. So in the Sefer HaTzadikim, it says Lichayim with a Shva. In the Sefer HaRishayim, it says Lachayim. Beinanim Tluyim Voimdim. It doesn't say Nekudis yet. It's Tluyim Voimdim. It's waiting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to decide if it's going to be Le or La. But the Sabbath Nevarik says something else. He says Tluyim Voimdim is the Pshat. He's already hanging. Don't think that the Beinanim is in a power of a matzav of Nishkosh, not so bad. He's already on the noose. The talion is ready to hang him. They're just waiting. He has 10 days. He's waiting on the chair. Not a geshmak amatzv. It's enka matzv. But Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, an enikel of the Sabbath Nevardik, said, "Yeah, the Beinoni is totally va'omid. But even that guy that's on the tliya, if the Melech needs him because he's oisik b'tzorchei rabim and other people are affected by what he does, he'll be taken off the tliya. Even the ganef ve'min arot nemen from tliya oy medarfte if you need him. And that's a bezundav inyan during these days to chaperain schusim that you're totally." Rabbim is telling you, I'll still also, it says in Parshas Ha'azinu, Kel Emuna, the Ein Avel, and Rabbi Lapiani tells, Ein Avel, the Eberster doesn't do Avelus. Of course it doesn't do Avelus. He does good. No, even if you deserve to get punished, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a cheshbon, other people are affected by you. You're someone that the Rabbim is telling you, and that can be in various facets how. So then Hashem doesn't want to do an Avelu Tiyenis, even if you're deserving, right? Loi V'loi L'Zari, Loi V'loi L'Talmidov, Loi V'loi L'Makarov, Loi V'loi L'Shchenov, Loi V'loi L'Loi. Even if you deserved it, but ain't avil, the Eberster won't do an avla. So being a rabbin yid is a kulchem yid is avada a big hatzola. There's another nekuda also. Oilam Hazeh is an expensive hotel. It's an expensive hotel, and you have to pay. Either you pay before, after, during, with the credit card, but you have to pay. You have to pay. It's a cost. Oilam Hazeh costs. You know, some people when they're traveling, it's an expensive hotel. Some people, when they're traveling, they have the corporate credit card. They have they don't have to pay for their own credit card. The company's paying. if you're working for the Beshefer, you're not working for Dine at Zvegan, so then it's a different thing. You're on the Beshefer's credit card. It's a different thing when you're part of a Rabin. I saw also this farming down. Loihibit oven biyakoif is the same gematria as Tzibur, and it's the same gematria as Rachamim. As a Tzibur, when the Ebus is looking at Klal Yisrael, it's also, it says, Yochid v'rabim, halachik rabim. Yochid is the Bashefer, rabim. If Klal Yisrael is a rabim, Yochid v'rabim, halachik rabim, b'derech melitza, that they can be minatzeach b'din. Another makar for this idea, there's a medrash tanchum, afenor teher, in Parshas, and nitzavim. When are you nitzavim kolchem? Bizman shetiyu kulam ba'aguda achas. The medrash tanchum brings a mashal. It brings a mashal of a phone book. Actually, it doesn't bring a mashal of a phone book. The Gaon doesn't know what phone books are anymore, but there used to be a phone book. It had very, 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 very thin paper. It had all phone numbers, yeah? All the phone numbers of the people. Yeah, Mary, remember Zaza? So very thin paper. One paper from a phone book, you could manage to tear it apart, garnished. But try to rip apart a phone book. When all the papers are together, so the Medrash is, of course, says a different thing. It's a chavila shel konin. Aguda. Aguda shel konin. If it's konin echad, one reed, you can crack it simply. But if it's an aguda, aguda of konin, biyachad, mi yachal, lenatkam uleshabram. When a person is part of a rabbin, who can break them? I saw the Ramami Pano brings, it says, Bonim atem Hashem alekechem. Not ben, as a ben verzok, but bonim, as a tzibur, bonim atem Hashem alekechem. There's even a tifer in a kudud list. It says in the pasuk, Vayihi b'yishurin melech, Rosh Hashanah is all about malchus, and we learn this later on in the end of Dvarim. In Vayihi b'yishurin melech, b'sasef Rosh Ha'om yachad shifti Yisrael. How is there malchus? Only when it's the tzibur v'yachad, when it's asef Rosh Ha'om and everyone together, yachad shifti Yisrael, then there's able to be the Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim, and the Eibishter will treat us as such. Atem nitzavim hayoyim kulchem lifnei Hashem elikechem. So that's another nekuda. Does it belong here, over here? Lifnei Hashem elikechem. Another soid, again, as why it's a pious for the Teichacha, and also why you will go to Rosh Hashanah like that, is to realize ein oid milvadoi. Total hisbatlus lifnei Hashem elikechem. The Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Gimel, Perek Yud Beis, talks about that if a person would be nisboinein in the etzem mitzias of Einoid Milvadi, that kipshutai, there's no mitzias klal, moli chala oretz kvoidai, nothing could be poil negdai. There's a famous story with the Briskarov during the war, he was running away, and they kept on being nisboinein Einoid Milvadi. For a minute they forgot, and then suddenly the soinim came, and they attack a nitzel. You could say, B'derech Drash, Esa Einai Al Harim. A person looks up at the Harim. The Harim could be the mountains of Chet, that he is so drowned in so much. Aber no, may Ayin, Yavai Ezri, may Ayin, from being misbattle yourself to the Ayin, that you're nothing, Klapi Kutche Barichu, that itself is what's Matzio. And it's fascinating. If you go through the Slichas, Keseder in Slichas, we talk a lot about the L'choy Nenu Kluyois, and how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, V'salach L'nenu Kiravu. Some say Ravu, we have so much chatoim. No, ki Ravu, the Eibishter is so great. If the Eibishter is a zoi grois and we misbattle to the Bashefer, that could be a siba for Hatzolah to Chet. Now, it's still before Rosh Hashanah, so it's still in Tafshin Pei Dalet, but Be'emes, we know that during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we talked the 30 days, the 40 days, during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, there are many Mekairis that what a person has to do is Tshuva, and the Rashiba spoke about it in the Shmuz today also, that why can't you just do another mitzvah? And rabbis do bring that, of course, the simple teretz is because it's already tafshin pei. Hey, doing an extra mitzvah is not going to be mate the cheshbin of the year before. Another nekuda is, Reb Itzel talks about it in the Kach V'Yar, is that the not doing tshuva is such a merida, what we spoke earlier about atem, about realizing to take it seriously, the not doing tshuva is such a merida that it wouldn't be shaykh, no matter how many more mitzvahs you would add, it wouldn't be shayich. Hagam Bemis is a stereotypical interesting. Is the Ramah says you should do Kiddush Levana on Motzi and Kippur, and the Bir Agros says no, Adar Rabbi, do Kiddush Levana during a Seres Mei Tshuva, Chaperein an extra schus. So they asked, it's really tough. Shempei, hey, it's a different year, it's not. But you have to know the Gedorim about that. But the Tzugang during now and during a Seres Mei Tshuva is that a person has to always realize that he's the Beinoni, and maybe he does have to just tip the scale. But it's a fascinating deal. The Pasuk says, Lo Oilom Yira Adam Atzmoy, that he's Chetzi Zakai and Chetzi Chayev. So I heard a Moira Degazach, fascinating. Lo'oilom, always. So do one more mitzvah. And then, take Cheshman, where are you holding? Chetzi Zakai, Chetzi Chayev. Okay, so learn another Black Gemara. And where are you holding now? Go do a Chesed. Go Davon Wokaman. No, and after you did that, Lo'oilom, Nochamo, Keseder, that person's Tzugang should be that he's in a state of Chetzi Zakai, Chetzi Chayev. It says later in the Parsha, Pen Yesh Bachem, Shoyresh, Pyra, Roish Velana, Rosh Tevis, Shoyfar. Talk about that. But there's a word, pen. Pen Yesh Bachem. See this word, pen? Maybe, Sufik, pen. Unknown, uncertainty. You should know, pen Yesh Bachem, if you have pen, that you have a Sufik. Amalek is Gematria Sufik. If you have that, then at the end, it's going to be Shoyresh, Pyra, Roish Velana. You have to realize, a person has to be steadfast and realize and have Behirus. the hiris and what he has to do and how he has to do it and where he's supposed to do it and why he's supposed to do it. If it's pen yesh b'chem, if it's geklapped with a suffix, you should know that's the start of a process that it's going to soifa yesherish parish lana. And b'emshech in that same pasuk, it says asher levavay poine hayoyim. You know, the Yetzirah says, not the first day of the Zorah. Hayoyim oimer le'asekach, mochar, mochar. So the first, the person really was ma'ayin, went back to the Shirish, he would find that original, what was that original pniyah? What was the original turn? It wasn't a big chet, it was a kleinikite. But asher levavay poine, that original one is what triggered the chain reaction of all the way later. But the first thing was that turn. And the truth is, midah tovah meruva, I spoke this many times, in yesh koina oilomi b'shoa achas, shoa kipshute means an hour, a time, a segment of time. But a shah could also mean to be pointed, right? It says, El Kayin ve'el min chasoi loy shah. Hashem didn't turn to see Kayin's carbon. Shah is a person makes a turn. A person is supposed to do something and he makes that turn. He makes the turn, without recalculating in his ways, he makes the right turn. That's the pointer, that's fakert. And mi'idach hashel levavi pointer the other way. It's v'cholif in osa parshas v'yelech. It says, v'ata kisvu lechem. As Ashira Hazois, the Sfarim say, Kisvu Lachem, a person should be in his actions, in the way he does mitzvahs, should be a walking, talking Sefer Torah. Kisvu Lachem, that his entire Ramachi Varim, Kolatz Moisei Taimarna, should be, that's what a person has to work on, that his entire Kolatz Moisei Taimarna should also be a Lebedika Sefer Torah. We're holding in the days between Elul, the last few days of Elul, going into Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, Elul, Rosh Chodesh Elul is Rosh Hashanah Lemaiser Behema. So the Sfarim say, that's Behema. Rosh Hashanah, we become an Adam. Yom Kippur is already a Bechina of a Malach. And all three are the same. Behema, the Gematria, Behema is 52. Ben is 52. Eliyo is a Malach, 52. Meaning there's a process of from Elul, from Behema, Adam, and finally Malach. And there's a Moiridik in Maharil. The Maharil that's brought down in the Poskim, a person should not be Makabel Rosh Hashanah early. You know, you make Makabel Shabbos early, you Makabel Rosh Hashanah early. You're not Makabel Rosh Hashanah early. Rosh Hashanah is a Yoyim Hadin. And Avada, we can talk about it, that there's Gevaldik in Yonim that we have to chaperein in Yoyim Hadin, Malchias and Din, and it's important. But those last few brekala minutes of Elul, especially if you daven Mincha, not Mincha Gedolah, you daven Mincha right before the Zman, and you're saying, Boruch Aleinu Es Hashanah Hazois, which Shana are you talking about? 10 minutes before Shkia, on Wednesday this coming week, and Erev Rosh Hashanah, and you daven Mincha, I hope 10 minutes before Shkia, yeah. Boruch Aleinu Es Hashanah Hazois, Shana Hazois means still Tavshin Pei Dalet, it's going, every minute counts, Yakris of Zman, and Elul Bazunder, Elul, that the Maril is saying something, I'm talking about Yakris of Zman, but the Maril is talking about what the Rachamim of Elul. You're not Mevater, even to bring in herald in Rosh Hashanah a few minutes earlier. No, Rosh Hashanah, when it's Rosh Hashanah, not a brisket word, a yekesh word. When it's Elul, it's Elul. When it's Rosh Hashanah, it's Rosh Hashanah. Don't be makabel early. We're in a transition period, and we have to use every minute, right? Not to be the sus that stamas are going through the transition. Realize how we're going through this fascinating transition. But as you realize you're going through this transition, realize that the Elul has its milus. And the Rosh Hashanah has its miles. Well, Firas, one last marshal that I heard from the Kedusha Rim. You know, people say, Aye, Mahatma Zin by Aye, by Kedusha, Parnosa. He said there was once this year that had a fancy wine cellar with lots of barrels of wine and bottles of wine, all different kinds, expensive ones. He had one Bazunder one that was hundreds of years old. It was Yerusha from his Elta Zayda. But I mean, Yuchadik a bottle, and his Rebbe came once to visit the town, and he decided to cover the Rebbe, cover the Admi. He's going to bring out this bottle. He sends his Misharis Moishalit to go down and bring. He says, be very careful, wrap it in a towel. The sun shouldn't go on the bring it to the table. 20 minutes, a half hour, an hour and a half. Kumpnish Moishalit, Kumpnish garnished. He goes down to the wine cellar, Leida. This Moishalit drank the bottle, totally became shikar, smashed up the rest of the whole wine cellar. I'm not going to elaborate, there wasn't just wine on the floor, it's given me, it's terrible, and he starts grabbing, the guy's sloughing, he's grabbing, he says, Moishele, what's going on? Moishele looks up and he says, if you don't give me a raise, I'm not continuing to work for you. And that's mamash what we're doing, hopefully not, but I am Fred Parnosa and this, let's first fix up the situation, see what's stuck down in the situation. We should all be zoicha to be mizboinen in our maisim and to be choyze b'tshuva, and it should be tich l'shana v'kil l'yseh, tach l'shana v'bir l'yseh v'ezer Hashem. Good.